This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, June 29th, here at Gillette Stadium, ready for another Roster Report podcast. Paul Perillo flying solo today. And we have a lot to get to because it's been a tumultuous week on the Patriots roster. I kid you. I kid because I care. It has been a very quiet week, as you would expect, in this dead period in between the completion of minicamp a couple of weeks ago and still about four more weeks until the start of training camp, which, if you missed it, announced right here on Patriots.com radio on the PFW in Progress program on Tuesday, the opening day for Patriots training camp. The public will be invited on July 26th with the practice that day from 1 p.m. to 4:30. I'm sorry, it's 1:30 p.m. to 4 o'clock. Let me reverse that. It's 1:30 p.m. through 4 o'clock. And that will be the schedule for the first 4 days, July 26th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. That information is available right now on Patriots.com. So still a few weeks to go before the start of training camp. Real quick, I want to get to a few things here. I won't go too long as I'm spouting off by myself, but a couple of things I thought items of note. Number one, Kevin Collins, you gotta really jump in right away. In terms of the roster, was a tweet sent out by the Patriots this week indicating that Brandon Lloyd has changed his uniform number from 88 to 85.
Is that breaking news?
Big stuff. Big stuff. And
Did Pepe send that out or no?
No, Patriot, Real Patriots, or whatever, at Patriots. Is that that's the new handle, right? I always call it Real Patriots. Everybody gets mad at me because that's the old name. It's just at Patriots. Sent that out this week. And I know that for whatever reason, some ungodly reason.
Jersey sales.
Seems to generate interest among some. So Brandon Lloyd will be wearing number 85. Come July in training camp, not the 88 that he had been donning on his shorts during the spring camps and mini camp.
Who's 88 before that? Was it Aiken?
A while ago, it was him. I'm not sure who the last 88 was. It might have been Aiken, but obviously 85 has suddenly become available.
It's a popular number.
Due to Chad Ochocinco's release. Now, more importantly, a couple of items here I wanted to get to. Number one, interesting story today in the Boston Herald by Paul Perillo favorite Jeff Howe, who's doing a great job on the beat, already surpassing his predecessor.
I think he was on Tutcher and Rich this morning.
Surpassing his predecessor by light years in his first month on the job. Jeff Howe talking about the situation with Andre Carter, and while I do want to applaud Jeff for his hard work, I will also say that this Andre Carter story is one that has been talked about in detail on PFW in Progress by Fred, Eric, Andy, and myself quite often over the last several weeks. Look, nutshell, here's the story. Everybody expects Andre Carter to be back. Everybody is wondering if that's why that 90th spot remains open on the roster, if that was the plan. And he's coming off a torn quad that he suffered in December last year in Week 15 in Denver.
In Denver, yep.
So there's a rehab period that goes by. By all accounts, it's going very well. The Carter camp claims that he's ahead of schedule. I wouldn't hold too much into that since it's coming from the Carter side. He's looking to get signed. Here's the sticking point right now, and it's one that we sort of talked about on PFW in Progress a lot. At what point is he ready to play, and what do you expect out of him? The Patriots would seem to think that they want to take it slow, maybe even start the season on PUP, Jeff says here. And that's something that I don't think Carter in his side are really interested in. But here's what the part that I found interesting. The Carter camp, last summer, Carter signed a one-year deal worth $2.75 million. And after that Pro Bowl caliber season that he had, he went to the Pro Bowl last season. He's looking for a 3 or 4 year contract.
Stuns me.
More typical of a Pro Bowl salary. And that's Jeff Howe's words today in the Boston Herald. That's a lot. And first of all, I'm not so much
for a guy who was borderline going to retire.
Absolutely. Like I'm not so much caught up in the term, the 3 or 4 years, because in the NFL, we all know that that is largely meaningless. But if he's looking for that kind of money, and you need to spread it out over 3 or 4 years, then that makes it cost prohibitive for the Patriots to just let him go after a year or two if they feel like they want to do that.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to need to come down on those demands a little bit. The Patriots have been very inflexible with these sorts of things over the years. You know, Jeff explains how they might even want to put him on PUP, which could keep him out of the first 6 weeks. If they did that, that would, you know, certainly give the Patriots a nice fresh option in the middle of the season, something they worked, I thought, to their advantage last year with a guy specifically like Brandon Dederich, who I thought gave them some good play down the stretch after starting the year on PUP. But Jeff sort of surmises here that the two sides need to find some middle ground for a reunion to come to fruition, either in terms of an incentive-laden deal or something more creative, perhaps in the form of a 2-year contract. Again, those are Jeff Howe's words today in the Boston Herald. So just something to keep in mind here. He's looking for a little bit more security, I think. The Carter side, according to a source, Jeff says, Carter has gotten interest from some other teams here. So be interesting to see if the Patriots want to wait until training camp to deal with this and decide what they want to do then, or if they want to sort of avoid any possibilities of losing him. But I think right now the ball's in Andre Carter's court, because I don't think the Patriots are going to be interested in giving him much more than a 1 or maybe a 2-year deal on paper, but ostensibly will act like a 1-year deal.
But I feel like most people thought it was either retirement or like one last hurrah, like let's try
right.
it, you know? And I know you and Andy were back here in Foxborough for the pregame social that week in Denver, but I was lucky enough to make the trip out there, and I saw the injury happen from the field. I was basically on the mm-hmm. on the bench, and Eric was out there with me, and I was waiting outside the locker room, you know, basically to get on the bus. And Eric walked out and Fred walks out, and everyone just kind of seemed really sullen about his future. Like that may have been the last game that he plays in professional football. So, and I know we talked about it the week at a PFW week after the injury, and Eric and Fred were pretty much under the assumption after seeing him in the locker room and seeing the way that, you know, his teammates gave interviews about how, what a great guy he was and what
right.
a great influence he was. It was kind of like a eulogy almost.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to hear this kind of is, it's pretty stunning.
Yeah. No, I you know, listen, I think with medicine, modern medicine, yeah, I think he could do a lot of things, and clearly he's working hard, and he is, and Jeff Howe maintains, this as well, that he has been checking in regularly with the Patriots medical staff. So the fact that he wants to come back is not overly surprising to me, but the fact that he'd be looking for, I think he's 35 years old at this point,
yeah.
looking for a big, you know, big money,
see too many 39-year-old defensive ends running
yeah,
around.
I mean, he's not going to play 4 more years. I mean, we know that, but I'd be reluctant to sink too much money into him at
yeah.
this point as well. So that's the Andre Carter situation. We'll obviously monitor that as we continue on this summer. The last thing I wanted to get to was an item that I saw on Pro Football Talk today about Stephen Ridley, who appeared at a charity event back home in Natchez, Mississippi. It's a fundraiser for his home in his hometown. You know, one of the writers in a I want to get this right. I want to. It's the gentleman's name is Justin Whitmore, and he writes for the Natchez Democrat. I wanted to credit that newspaper properly, but he had some quotes from Ridley, who is very much expecting anticipating being the Patriots' lead back. I know there's been a lot of talk about how the hierarchy is going to go among the Patriots' backfield this year. You have the two young guys in Ridley and Vereen. You have Danny Woodhead as more of a situational back. And then you have the veteran in Joseph Addai, if he stays healthy, should be able to find a role in all areas. But Ridley wants to be the leader of this group, and that's the way he's preparing himself. He says, I quote, "Everything I could have asked for is right in front of me. It's all about what do you do right now. I'm smiling and happy, but at the same time, it's a business. And you have to realize if you don't do your job, somebody's coming to replace you. I'm going into this year focused with an edge I've never had. It's put up or shut up at this point, and I'm ready to play, and I'm going to try to put this city on the map and do well for Natchez, Mississippi." So these are strong words from
yeah.
Stephen Ridley, and I think welcome words. I think Patriots Nation will be glad to hear.
As long as he holds on to the football.
That kind of attitude, you know, he's not expecting to be just given the job. He's expecting to earn the job. There's a distinction there that I think bodes well for him, his work ethic. I think that he's the guy. You're right, Kevin, you bring up the ball security issues. He
yeah.
did have a couple of fumbles late in the season.
Though.
And he also had a bit of a problem at LSU holding on to the football. So something to keep an eye on, and something we're going to try to sort of address in the next issue of Patriots Football Weekly as well. Talk to him and running backs coach Ivan Fears about it, hoping to maybe get Kevin Falk and get his thoughts on it as well. So Stephen Ridley, I think good things are in his future. I think he is going to emerge as the lead back in terms of the ball carrying.
So do you think you think a dime makes the team, Paul?
I do. I do. I think he, as long as he's healthy, I think those are your four backs that you can go into a season with. You maybe you'll have a fullback, maybe not. I would tend to think there's not really a need for a true fullback. If you have a guy like Spencer Larson, in terms of roster, you know, stuff, you know, he could do a lot of other things. He's a good special teamer. He plays some defense in a pinch. He might be able to be a guy, but I don't think you just keep a straight fullback.
No,
I don't think there's any need for
it. No, especially with the amount that this team's expected to throw the ball. I mean, if you're running the ball, some, you know, most games, like if you're getting 20, 30 carries, it's not really worth having a fullback.
So we will be back. I will be back, I should say, with another, I think, solo effort next Friday, because vacation is hitting fast and furiously here at the Gillette Stadium offices. Andy Hart and Eric Scalavino will be off. They're off today. They will be off next week. I will be here next week. Fred and I will be here to do the show. I believe Andy will come in just on Tuesday to do a show, which I can't believe we're doing a show on a half day.
Why are we doing the show?
That's poor plan. That's just poor to me, as Lawyer Malloy would say. But we will do that, and next Friday we'll be back with yet another Roster Report podcast. Yes, I can. Doubt better leave. I'm running with this plan. Pull me, grab me, grab us in the bucket. Can't have me. I'll be the president one day. January 1st. Oh, you like that gossip? Like you the one drinking what gossip? Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.